introduce myself and then introduce you and call you in. Okay? Just hang on the line. Good evening, and thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, the Director of Issues Concerning Women, Francine Allen Humphrey, and today we have a special guest. Her name is Anita C. Spaulding, and we're going to chat with Pastor Spaulding, and she's going to tell us some wonderful things about herself. But I just want to read her little bio, and then we're going to get right into our interview. So if you have pencil and paper, we want you to write down our telephone number, and that's 757-567-6734. That's 757-567-6734. So if you have questions about the show or if you'd like to contact Pastor Spaulding after the show, you may do so. Pastor Spaulding, she is the only wife of her Boaz King, Pastor Richard L. Spaulding, for 23 blessed years. She is the mother of one biological son, Evan, and three adopted children. This seasoned woman of excellence is a Bible-believing practitioner. She was a child evangelist who started a youth crusade team, orchestrated street meetings, park crusades, visited nursing homes and hospitals. After being ordained as an evangelist, she attended the Manhattan Bible Institute, graduating with a Bachelor of Theology degree. Co-pastor Anita C. Spaulding is an energetic, vibrant self-starter who looks for, works for, and demands excellence in everything she does. As an author, she desires to influence people to develop those same qualities. Not only is she a mother, wife, a civil and spiritual leader, but a caring and thoughtful daughter. Her imprint is left on the lives of all she comes in contact with. She's a lover of life, inspiring to the young, and a guide for her peers and a friend to all. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you Pastor Anita C. Spaulding. Pastor Spaulding, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hi, Francine. How you doing? You can call me Anita.
All right, Miss Anita. I'm wonderful.
Yes,
how
Anita's
are you?
Fine. Fine. I'm
great.
Doing good.
Good. I am
the
so
weather,
excited.
The
Is it cold there where you are?
Cold. It's freezing here. It just snowed yesterday. Matter of fact, it snowed Tuesday into Wednesday, and my mom's birthday was yesterday, and she was having a fit. She's 74. She says, I got to have my party. I'm going to pray until God shuts up the heavens. And she says, guess what? It happened.
Oh, praise God. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, what city are you in, Anita?
Well, I'm in North New Jersey.
Okay, wonderful. So, yeah, and I know that I have relatives that don't live far from there in Philadelphia, so they get a lot of snow when you get snow, so they're probably snowed in as well. But, you know, we're on fire for the Lord, and so we're so excited to be here, and I'm glad to hear that your mom celebrated her birthday. And
yes.
Did she have her party?
Yes, she did, and the people did come out, and they packed the room. We had it at a restaurant, and she was just excited because she needed that lift because my father died a couple of years ago, and she's been a little down in the dumps.
All right.
So
well, I'm
that
so glad she
up.
Was able. Yeah, I'm glad she was able to have her party. It sounds like you guys had a wonderful time, and I know it's a blessing to still have your mother, my mother's still living, my father's also deceased, but I love my mom and she loves me and we have a good time whenever we can. So that is wonderful. Miss Anita, I want to just jump right in and talk about some of your accomplishments. Now, you are an author of two books?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and can you tell us a little bit about your first book?
Okay, my first book was released November 2009. How Whosoever Can Have Whatsoever. And the book, I was inspired to write it because of the times of today that so many people are going through, so many crises of losing their homes and their jobs. And I just hate to see people unhappy or not having. And I was reading the scripture in Mark chapter 11 and verse 23 and 24, and it speaks about how we could speak to the mountain, And when we speak to the mountain, it will change location. But we as a whosoever can have whatsoever we desire, we want, or we need. And that's what the scripture implies. And I said, that sounds like a good book. But first, I wouldn't put it into message form. And I actually spoke on how whosoever can have whatsoever.
Excellent. And I heard your audio, and folks, I'm telling you, this is a powerful woman of God. She is on fire, let me tell you. And before we go, we're going to get her information so that you'll be able to hear of some of her clips. Now, that was your first book, and that was in 2009. Now, tell us about this other book that you wrote.
The other book is From Trials to Triumph, and it's an autobiography of my life from the age of 10 years old, and it deals with some sexual violations, kidnapping, suicide, just depression, unforgiveness, anger, bitterness, malice, strife, anything you could possibly think of that was negative, I was there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
And when did you write this book?
I wrote that book. It came out February 2010. It came out right after
this. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that is wonderful. And it's called From Trials to Triumph?
Trials to Triumph. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great, great. Now, let me ask you about this book, From Trials to Triumph. When you were writing this book, I know that obviously the writing came out of the pain that you had and you experienced being abused as a child. Now, was it hard for you to write this because it's so personal? You know.
Yes, it was very difficult to write because first I felt that people were going to look at me differently because I am a pastor, a preaching and a minister, and a lot of people from where I came from, South Plainfield, they didn't know anything about my life per se because I was a child, so they didn't know what was going on. We didn't talk about it. Things happened, you know, back in those days, and it was done, it was over with. You don't talk about it. So it was very difficult because I felt that I was going to be looked at so differently. But then I said, I'm hurt. I was hurting still so bad after so many years. I was continuously crying or feeling, even having the feeling of suicide.
Oh my goodness.
I mean by that is if someone said something to me that made me very angry and I wanted to strike back, but I couldn't strike back, the enemy would say, why don't you just jump out the car? Why don't you just run into something? And that's the way.
No.
And this is going on to my preaching life. And I was like, I didn't put that part that much in the book, that part of it. But it's been going on. It's been ongoing. It's because I was in so much pain, and I was like, I hated myself. I hated myself for having been violated sexually. I felt that it was my fault. I felt that, you know, I was the ugly duckling in my family. That they. People just didn't like me. They loved my sister better because she was prettier. I mean, I went through so many different crises in my own head, and I would never really talk about it to anybody.
Oh.
So then I spoke to my son, who's 22, Evan, and my husband also. My husband already knew about the incidents. And I spoke to my son because he said, Mom, how come you never had any more children? And I began to cry in the room, and he said, Mommy, it's okay. You could tell me. I said, well, son, I did have another child. And he just looked at me, and I began to tell him the story of how I was raped at the age of 12 and that I had baby and then an abortion.
Okay.
So I was very devastated by that. I didn't want him to even know about it, but I felt that he was at the age, and since he asked me at that age, it was really just 2 years ago that he asked me, and I finally told him, and he said, Mommy, it's okay. He said, you need to put that in a book. I said, put what
That's
in a book,
right.
I said, I'm not putting that in a book. Are you crazy? And you lost your mind. I said, I can't talk about stuff like that. He said, Mommy, but it's going to help people. And then we began to talk about his story. about him mm-hmm. being molested. And,
God.
But it wasn't by a man, it was by a woman. And we knew it already, but then he began to talk about it. And
mm-hmm.
then that's when I knew, you know what, I need to really put this in the book and to help somebody else. Because so many have been coming mm-hmm. to me, even through ministry, and I would just look at them, you know, and say, oh, wow, that's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, God is going to heal you and you need to forgive. And I'm standing there saying,
mm-hmm.
I'm not, I haven't even did that myself, you know.
Right,
and,
absolutely.
So it was just a series of events that took place to get me to the place of actually writing that book, From Trials to
right.
Triumph, because so many people, Francine, they're going through so many trials. I mean, other
yes.
than not being able to eat and to sleep, that kind of stuff, but other things, it's a root of the problem why people go through what they go through, why they're so angry, why they're bitter. Why they,
right.
they're envious of somebody or jealous of somebody. There's something going on in the inside, and if you don't get to the root of it, then you're never going to be able to be healed.
Mm, that is a powerful statement right there, Anita. You did mention about forgiveness, and I'm sure writing this book helped you with your healing.
Yes,
and you're not the only one that has this story, of course, and you're going to be able to help so many men and women because we used to always think that it was the woman who was abused sexually.
Right.
But now more and more we're finding out about the men because they're able to, because we women like you are opening up and verbalizing it, so they are able to speak about it, you know, just like you say with your son,
mm-hmm.
you know, because
yeah.
he did not know what had happened to you, even though you and your husband knew, he may not ever have opened up that because of
right.
the hurt and the pain that he's holding on the inside. And and this is so awesome that you're speaking of this because I help authors who write their books, and one of my clients right now is writing a book called Can You Forgive and Forget? And it's
mm-hmm.
based on the same
wow.
story, on the same storyline. She, yes, because she never was able to, she had no one to speak to because of the dynamics in her life, so she kept everything inside. And she's, like
mm.
you say, about the crying and the depression, you know, she's still, when we speak now, because even though I am an author as well, but I'm also,
oh, okay.
you know, have to, I minister as well. I have a church as well, and I'm the name of my church is Greater Faith Ministries in Virginia Beach.
Wow,
so
congratulations.
I do pastor the church. Well, thank you so much. And
wow.
You know, so this is just, and you see how God works mm. things out. This, I'm sitting here with tears in my eyes because what you're telling me is similar to her story, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I'm helping her to write her story at this particular time. And
you know
I
what?
Know that it's not easy for you to talk
no.
about this.
No, Francine, it really isn't
mm.
easy. But I'm getting to the point where I say I have to talk about it because it's only going to help
yeah.
somebody else. A young man,
oh,
he contacted me that's 40 years old. And I do
mm-hmm.
know who he is. And I went on Facebook and he contacted me. He says, I need to talk to you. He says, I got a hold of your book. He says,
mm-hmm.
and I read the book. He said, the book has helped me so much. He says, I was
oh.
molested by a man. I was devastated when
mm-hmm.
this guy told me this because I was like,
oh, yes.
Wow. Then my relative, which is my nephew, he said, Aunt Nita, I got your book. He said, oh, my
mm-hmm.
God. He said, I went to my mom, and I said, I have to talk to my mother. And he talked to his mom, and
mm-hmm.
his mother called me. And she said,
mm-hmm.
Nita, you won't believe what has happened to my son. I'm ready to kill
oh.
somebody. And her son
oh,
is
Lord.
Grown now. But
yes.
the people were asking, wondering why he was so withdrawn, why he's still withdrawn.
Mm-hmm.
But he said the book
mm-hmm.
has helped him. He said, thank you so much for writing this book. Aunt Nita, you need to, he said, people needed to hear this. He said, because I wasn't able to talk about stuff. And this is, he's 20-something years old. He says, and then now
mm.
he started talking. And I said, you're still my favorite nephew. You know, I
oh.
said, things do happen at the hands of somebody else. I said, you know, I'm telling you it's not your fault. And I know you hear that, Francine. People say it's not your fault and be like, it's not my fault. I was there. It must have been my fault. What did I do? Did I wear the wrong outfit? You know, something. But
did I act a certain way, you know? And it's not easy. Oh, Lord, you know, and
this is not at all
exciting. I want you to tell the audience how they can get your book, because I know there is somebody else that, even if it didn't happen to them, they know somebody that it happened to. Mm. And we want to get this book in their hands so that they can begin their healing as well. This topic is so prevalent in our society right now, and this is something that we can't talk about too much from the pulpit, you know.
No, but you know what, we should talk about it.
We should, we should. But, you know, just like so many things, people try to sugarcoat everything in the church now, you know.
Right.
And I always talk about we need to go back to basics. We need not just to read the New Testament, but we need to reference it to the Old Testament.
I'm serious.
You know. Girl, don't make me get a sermon guard out here.
Tyler, we both getting ready to take off. Take flight. Go ahead. You go ahead, Pastor. I'll tune up the organ on this side.
All right, now. But before we get carried away, we don't want to get carried away. I do want the audience to be able to know, how can they get your books?
Okay, the book From Trials to Triumph, you could get it from Ex Libris. It's XLIBRIS.com, Ex Libris. Or you could go on the website From Trials to Triumph.com. From Trials to Triumph, you could get the book from there. Or Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or any local bookstore, you could go in and you could get the book. I'm just like so filled up right now because, you know, people need to be healed. I'm telling you, Arian Singh.
Oh, yes.
They walk around, and these are the same people shouting and jumping and dancing in churches.
Sure.
Oh, hallelujah, glory. And they are with so much pain, and they are hurting, and they feel us and say something. Either somebody going to take advantage of them or look at them like they stuck on stupid. And that's just what it is, you know. And I don't look at people like that. I was in a meeting. I had a woman-to-woman mentorship group, and a young girl that's 15 years old, she came to me and she said, can I speak to you? And I had just met her. I said, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, I asked her how old she was. She says, I'm 15. I said, well, when did you turn 15? She said, yesterday. I said, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I said, did you have a nice day? She says, no. I said, why not? She says, I was raped. And it was by a family member. Her mother came over to us because the girl just started crying profusely. And my heart just went out. I wanted to find ever who it was, because right then you had put me back into a zone. And I was I'm serious, because she only a baby. Come on now. And it found out there was a family member, but also the mother was raped by the same person, but it was kept quiet because mama and papa and everybody said, we're not going to talk about it. You know, we're going to keep it in the family, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother said, well, I went to the mother of the person, and I told them I was going to call the authorities, and that's what she did. She said, because this is my baby now. But
that's
what
right.
they do. They hid it.
I know. They hid, and they
still
did because
hiding it.
It is, and then and the church behind it even more, because this is not where you expect it to be, you know. And now that God is pulling the cover off and He's revealing it, and it just breaks my heart when I read these stories, especially when it's, you know, someone of authority who's taking advantage of someone in their congregation, or they're in the leadership role and they're taking advantage of our children, and they are so scared and petrified to tell anybody. Because when I grew up, of course, you didn't tell anything, just like you said. You kept whatever happened in my house at 1638, it stayed at 1638, you know, and you didn't tell anybody, you know.
Mm-mm.
And so now we got to pull the cover off this thing. We got to reveal it. And those, we want to pray for those who, you know, have this sickness, because that's what it is. It's a sickness.
That
you know,
is a demon spirit.
Yes, yes.
That's
and
what
it
is a demon spirit. And
yes,
you know, and it's more than just adultery and fornication that they talk about,
oh, sure,
you know, from the pulpit.
Oh, sure.
But I talk about it now. I used to wouldn't. I'm like, oh Lord. But I remember the first time I spoke about it was last year. The children were even crying, but they were coming. Oh, Cole, Pastor. I said, no, it's not for you to feel sorry for me, but I want to be able to help you not to go through that craziness that I went through.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. And so many times the key, especially in the spiritual realm, we have to teach them the forgiveness part because they're not able. They won't forgive themselves. That's the first thing they have to do because, like you said, you blame yourself. Did I say something? Did I do something? Did I walk a certain way? Did I rub up against somebody too close? You know, or you know, was I betting my eyes and he got the wrong idea? But no, it's not that at all. That demon is on them. You know,
yes.
And we have to teach them to forgive themselves, and that's
then
just
forgive,
that's
yeah,
a hard
let it go.
Yes,
it's not easy.
Yes, but
that's a hard piece. It's really, we both like, that's what I'm sitting here shaking my head saying, oh, is this really real? And many times,
yes.
This actually happened to me. This ain't supposed to happen to me. You know, I was preaching
right.
at 12 years
yes.
old, running crusades and revivals. And I was,
yes.
This is what I said when I was 10. I'm not going to have a baby until I'm married. I didn't know anything about sex, but I knew one thing, I didn't want to have a baby. And then
that's
this happened.
Right.
I wanted to just die, and I tried to kill myself. My sister actually walked in on me because I tried to kill myself.
Oh, my God.
You know, here I'm 12 years old. I'm saying, I don't want to live.
That's right.
You know,
God. But this is just so exciting, and we don't want to, to make light of this, and we don't want to rush over it either. So, you know, I have to have you back on the show because we didn't get a chance to talk about the other book.
Lord, have mercy.
Talk about the other book.
Yes.
So, you know, we want to, you know, help somebody. And if you're going through this and you listen to this show, Pastor Anita, please tell them how they can contact you because I know it's so many souls that need to be ministered to. We need to care for our souls, you know, and we haven't been doing that, and that's another piece that we're missing. We're so busy worrying about how many people we have in the congregation, and we're losing them day after day after day.
We're losing people.
Tell the folks, how they can get in contact with you, or tell me where your church is. I want to know that, too, and how they can get in contact with you.
All right, Francine, Pastor, thank you so much. You could reach me on my website, which is Anita, A-N-I-T-A, C, Spaulding, .com, or you can email me at AnitaCSpaulding@gmail.com. That, again, is AnitaCSpaulding@gmail.com. And my church is called the Ark of Safety, Safe Center, which I pastor along with my husband, my Boaz, Richard, and it's at 468 Grove Street in Irvington, New Jersey. And you could call me even at the church, 973-372-9100. I'll pray with you because girlfriend, boyfriend, I know what you're going through. And it's not easy sometimes to go through things by yourself and people misunderstand you and, you know, and think that you should have gotten over it. Because this is what was said to me even, Francine, after I wrote the book from where I was raised at in church, and I've heard about it, that people shouldn't buy my book because it's disgusting. It's nasty. How can she actually put something like that in the book? This thing, I think that tore me up a lot.
I know
more
it
than
is. That
what happened to me. It really did. And I'm still not over because, see, my family were the pastors. See, my great grandmother started the church, so I was like really devastated. Even now, where you know the enemy actually brought up thoughts, you know, you're not worthy. See there, you and went put this book out. Now this just happened. You and put this book out, and these people they won't even have speak to me. Do you hear me? This is so crazy. I've never heard of anything like this in my life. I just thought that they was just gonna reach out and love me or hug me. It didn't happen. Strangers hugged me. People that know me, know of me. But they are not receiving this at all. And I'm saying, first of all, it didn't happen to them. It happened to me. And I said, it's a true story. They know it's true, but they just feel that I shouldn't have said anything, that I should have kept it to myself. It's been years. Why should you bring it out? I said, not that it wasn't kept coming up, but I just didn't speak it out.
That's right. And that, you know, and again, that was for you to heal, because that still was festering on the inside of you, not being able to speak it, to release it and let it go. Because when we hold on to these things, that's, you know, you can't, you still have that thing inside of you, and you know this is deep, because you carried this for a long time, since the age of 10. You know, so this is really deep, and this is not a wound that's going to heal with putting a Band-Aid on it. You know, this is something that you had to speak on it so that you could start your healing. And I'm glad that you were first of all, I'm glad that you're still here, praise God, and you are beautiful, and you don't ever have to worry about being prettier than your sister.
But
again, that's the trick of the enemy. You know, that's what he does. He comes to kill and to steal and to destroy. He tried to do all of that to you in one full swoop, but he missed his opportunity. So now we can praise God you're still here. And before we go, I want to talk about your woman-to-woman ministry program. I got to have you back, because we're going to run out of time. We got 5 minutes. So tell me about that.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Okay, my woman-to-woman mentorship program is to help other women to come out of whatever they're in that's negative and actually become mentors for somebody else. A lot of times we take a lot of baggage into our marriage because we haven't dealt with the baggage that we gathered on our way, you know, through our childhood, through adulthood, and now we've transferred that behavior onto our children. Then we wonder why our children are acting like they act, and they're acting like that because you act like that. But anyway, trying to get them to mentor other women to get stable here. And we have women that come from different walks of life and different ethnic backgrounds. Matter of fact, my mother, Pastor Irene Campbell, she is also one of the mentors, and she comes in and she helps me once a month with the women, and a lot of them have grown, and we talk about any subject. Wow. We put it on the table, we just let them talk. We don't preach to them. We don't have a conference and a seminar. We let them talk like they're in a group setting or a therapy session. And they go around and they really talk and they get things out on the table that they've been holding on for such a long time.
This is so wonderful. I know that you have so much more work to do. Speak a little bit about the now your mother is Irene Campbell.
Campbell.
Okay,
she's
that's your mother. Okay.
She's also the pastor of another church.
Okay, so she has her own church as well. So this is so wonderful, and you and your mom are still working together and ministering to the young ladies, and this is just so great. I loved your opening statement about your Boaz King, your husband. That was so – I laughed when I read – I said, look at this woman of God.
Yeah. She's very good at it.
Yes, and you have three more children, adopted children?
Yes, we adopted them at the age of 14, when they were 14. And,
praise God.
That's a long story.
I know. I'm going to have to have
anyway,
thank you so much. It's Anita for being on my show. I'm going to have you back. Co-pastor Anita's slogan is, everything must be done in excellence. Excellent. She esteems others more highly than herself. She is committed to the Lord Jesus Christ and loves to encourage and see people happy. I'm telling you, this is a powerful woman of God. She has power, purpose, and prayer. You just have to contact her. So give them your church name again and how they can email you, because we got a few more seconds.
Right, it's the Ark of Safety, ARK, Ark of Safety Faith Center, located at 468 Grove Street in Irvington, New Jersey, 07111. And you could email me at anitacspaulding@gmail.com, or you could go on my website, anitacspaulding.com. Thank you so much, Francine. I've enjoyed myself on your show. Yes.
I have as well. And we had a we have a caller on the line, and we may get disconnected. Anita, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to try to pull this caller in, and we're going to go a few minutes over because this may be somebody that we need to talk to. So hold on 1 second. I'm going to pull them in. Hello,
all right.
This is Francine
Hello.
Humphrey. How are you?
How you
Hi.
Doing?
We're going to have to call. I'm wonderful. Where are you calling from?
This is Evangelist Ross from Laurinburg, North Carolina. I just wanted to tell her hello.
Well, tell her hello. She can hear. Pastor Anita, can you hear her?
Yes, I can hear you. How you doing, Evangelist Ross?
I'm doing fine, and we yet still have to get up with one another. We will.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
I just seen that. I just seen it late. I know you was up there since 8:30. And I didn't know nothing about it, but I was just going to let you know, keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you so much, Precious.
All right. All right.
All right. Well, ladies, we're going to they're going to cut us off in a few seconds, but Pastor Anita, thank you so much. I'm going to call you, and we're going to get together again. And caller, thank you for calling in. Everybody have a blessed night. I love you all, and God loves you too. Good night.
Good night.